Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilu Nishmas Elio Chaim Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and a schus for a full shlema to Gittel Bas Etel. As we finished the 3 weeks and the period of sort of depressed living, mourning, remembering not just the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but all of the difficulties of the Golus in which we still find ourselves. We look forward to Chizuk, to Nechoma, to the Shiva de Nechamta, the seven Haftarahs, until Rosh Hashanah, which are inspiring us with Nechoma and the ability to find the strength and consolation in the difficulties that we face. And it brings to mind that the difficulties that Klal Yisrael has faced throughout the millennia have, for some reason, in our generation, and maybe the last generation or two, but not much more than that, compounded themselves to create a phenomenon of Jews that exist that claim that they're not ma'aminim. They claim they don't believe. I don't believe in Hashem. I don't believe in Torah Misinai, or I have very big doubts about these things. Intellectually, I have questions. The scientific world has its questions. The philosophers have their questions. And we have found that over recent generations, these questions have proliferated. And we live in a world today where so many people seem so remote from even any connection with Yiddishkeit. So many people believe that it's irrelevant to them. And they're not interested in hearing anything about it. You'll invite them to come to learn, and they wouldn't even realize that this is something that they're interested in. And it occurred to me that in our discussions about Bitochen, we have an angle which might be very helpful in strengthening the basics of Emunah in this generation. When we analyze it, what is it about the Inyone Emunah? Emunah meaning believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing in his all-powerfulness, believing in his knowledge of everything, believing in his control of everything, believing in his Hashgacha Pratis, believing in his Chesed and his Rachamim, and his intimate involvement with every aspect of our existence. What is it about this belief system which poses such difficulty for so many people? And I believe it's something not very profound, it's not very philosophical, it's not intellectually based, it's poshut, it's difficult. Emunah carries with it a burden. If there is a creator, and if he gave a Torah Misinai, then there are obligations and responsibilities. And obligations and responsibilities weigh heavily upon people. Add to that the fact that the world, as we've seen in recent and far distant years, there doesn't seem to be a direct correlation between the willingness or the committedness of a Jew to his emunah and to the easiness and pleasantness and sometimes even success and maybe safety and happiness in his life. We see that Klal Yisrael has suffered. When we take the burdens that emunah provides and we put it in the context of the difficulties that life deals us, many people are shaken. And their emotional responses, I don't believe. It's not intellectual. I've never met a real Apikritus, but emotional, they get turned off. I believe that bitochon is the answer to chizuk for emunah. Because what bitochon really says is a very simple message. It says that the emunah that we have can be internalized to the extent emotionally that we can develop a trust in the kindness and the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that we can be confident, that we can be trusting, that we can be hopeful, that we can be awaiting, that we can have that sense of feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and wants to and will, in fact, respond to our needs and our desires and our cravings and our cryings. And more than that, and in the process, and as this is going on, and until it happens, we can have, ma'aminim can have, a sense of menuchas ha-nefesh, a sense of a peace of mind, not having to worry about anything, because it's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a sense, the emunah, the bitochay, which cannot exist without emunah, that's as the Rishonim tell us, kol ha-boiteach ma'amin. Everyone who has bitochon has to have emunah, otherwise he doesn't have anything. Who is he trusting? The lav kol ha-man bin boteach, not every ma'amin has bitochon, but every bal bitochon has that emunah. But it may very well be that that emunah, which is deeply buried within the neshoma of every Jew, of every neshoma that stood in Har Sinai, that emunah can be accessed through the appreciation of the midas habitochon. Because when a person develops bitochon, gets a sense of there is a benefit in my emunah. I gain by believing in Hashem. I gain by believing in Hashem's hashgacha pratis. I gain by believing that Hashem cares and he's molei chesed berachamim and he has a love for Klal Yisrael. And if I have what to gain in this, both in the fulfillment of desires of my heart, and in the menuchas ha-nefesh, the tranquility, the peace of mind that I can find in the process, then all of a sudden, that emunah, which is deeply embedded, that experience, that recollection of Maimon Har Sinai, which is indelibly imprinted upon the neshoma of every single Jew, that will come forward, that will come forth, and that will make this person realize that there's no reason to hide from emunah. There's no reason to fight emunah. There's no reason to deny Hashem. There's no reason to deny Torah Misinai. It's Hashem and His Hashkocha Protis and His Chesed and His Rachamim and His Torah Misinai, which gives us the opportunity to be able to find a formula which can truly help resolve life's difficulties and truly give me a great sense of menuchas ha-nefesh in the process. The truth of the matter is that the secular world is waking up to this concept. Many studies have been done about positive thinking, about the power of prayer, about happiness, about surrendering one's existence to a higher power, and their therapeutic effect that they have had upon people with illness, the empowerment that they offer people with challenges and people with difficulties, and the sense of tranquility and peace of mind that they offer people who are overwhelmed and stressed and challenged by so many different things in life. So in reality, this concept of bitochon can be a formula for kiruv, a formula for kiruv Rechoikim, those who may never, not have ever been exposed to Yahadus and don't even know in what they don't believe, but they have a maybe primitive, maybe erroneous, maybe non-existent concept of Hashem and of Torah Misinai and everything. And these people can be introduced and awakened to all of the basics of Yahadus, with the realization that there's a massive benefit for them, that I can connect with the Creator. And when I connect with my Creator, I have a source of goodness in my life. I have a source of accomplishment and achievement and fulfillment of my heart's desires. And I have the ability to live in a state of tranquility despite being surrounded by so many challenges and so many difficulties. I think that as the weeks go on, and as we approach Elul, which represents a special time of hiskaravus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to take advantage of the ability, the motivation that can be found in the Midas HaBitochei, to strengthen that emunah, to strengthen the basics of our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch that he rules this world completely by himself, that there is nothing that can stop him. Ein ma'aser la'Hashem in Rishia. There is no limitations to anything he could do. He is the Kol Yochel. He is the Kol Yodea. He is involved in his Hashgacha Pratis in every single aspect of our existence. And the strengthening of the Emunah, inspired by the benefits that Bitochein will bring us, if we have that emunah, we'll be able then to be internalized as a deeper sense of bitochon. We'll find greater strength to find trust in Hashem because of the deepened emunah that we have, and it will create that cycle which will allow from the emunah to come the bitochon, and through the benefit of bitochon to strengthen the emunah, and it will continue on and on, and the result being a deeper sense of emunah and bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ability to achieve so much of that which is so dear and precious and desirable to us, and to live a life of tranquility and menuchas HaNefesh.